Tour, HKX, mobile.
Can 4 PFW.
How are you this afternoon?
Well, I'm just now getting off the interstate on the 29.
Today, didn't you?
About 4 o'clock, same time as usual.
Time was just better than usual.
Pretty good, I can't complain about it. I don't know that I've got stuck in it maybe one time in 9 months on the way coming home.
But you get off at 4 o'clock has a lot to do with that, too.
Yeah, if it'd be 5 o'clock, I guarantee you'd be dead stop.
Somebody was talking about how horrendous it was yesterday with the vice president in town.
Yeah, I guess she got on 85, I guess, probably to go somewhere.
Put it down because the 85, I guess, I don't know exactly why, but that's all I can figure. But I know they had everything shut down. Steve was having a hard time getting to his office yesterday.
I saw on the news everybody had that poster saying go back home.
You one supporter for her down here and they'd make you turn into a million.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know, did she run into anybody? It was her supporter.
Honestly don't know. I didn't listen to it, didn't watch it, don't know anything she said. Now I've pretty much rode our government off to a bunch of lying snakes, the whole lot of them. If their mouth's moving, they're lying.
Got that one right.
So, did you have any issues at work today, or did everything go smooth?
It was fairly smooth. I had to run out to Home Depot a couple of times. I needed a bale of straw the first time, and then the second time I needed some, that's like this fiber board that they use when you're pouring concrete for, like, the expansion joints.
Building? Or are you just edging in a flower bed or something?
I'm using it for, like, an insulation or a padding to go underneath a small tank.
I finally got confirmation on the truck today. Everything's paid off and I'm ready to go on to the next one now. So now I gotta get all that stuff done.
Get everything swapped over and make sure you get your radio in it.
Had a radio in there.
Much better.
So much better to ride up and down the mountain than having a conversation with somebody.
You've made it to where you need to be.
Especially with my ride. It really does make things go a lot quicker.
You agree with that, KN4 TFW.
Be there when you get home tonight.
Just before you came on the telephone, and then she had to go. Her brother was calling, probably something about the situation with her dad.
It is pretty warm out here, but it ain't near as humid today as it has been.
Yeah, I see it's 90 degrees up here.
87 over here in TR right now. But it don't feel like it compared to the last couple of days.
Long we'll be complaining it's cold, right? KN4 TFW.
KO4 HKX. Negative on that one.
Time get cold in your truck, won't it?
Keep it nice and warm in there in the wintertime and nice and cool in the summertime.
What about having to make some runs to pick up parts? I use the company truck and the AC is just terrible in that thing, but it's about a 90s model Dodge, but it only has about 120,000 miles on it.
Live the life expectancy of that truck.
too much. I drive it at least I can. If I can order it and they got free shipping or something like that, you know, I definitely do that. Unless, only time I go out is when you just got to have it right now.
For that, vehicle with no AC, it's miserable down here.
Back in 79 and early 80s, I had a, you know, a F-100 and that, and I ordered it or picked it up without AC in it, but, you know, I made it fine, but I had, you know, sliding back glass, and we called it 2-vent 60, but you had them little wing windows, you know, that could fold in and that, so it made it a lot nicer.
My house, when I got it, I didn't have AC put in it back in the late 90s. It wasn't a big deal. Now it seems like it's a little hotter or that, or we're a little softer than we used to be.
As we got older, we got a little softer, right?
I agree with that one.
Picture of a Snap-on truck, and it was winter time, and he was in a graveyard, and that, and you know, I said when you still owe.
Been making rounds for a little while now. I've seen it several times.
I saw it.
Yeah, it's amazing what some of these guys will spend on things that really don't matter, but then the things that they really need, they won't spend the money on it.
$10,000 toolbox.
I don't push them. I'd rather sell you tools, that way you can make money. But most of these guys, they won't buy the tools they need. They'd rather have that big shiny toolbox. It's like the brand new BMW. It's a status symbol to them. That's all it is.
I mean, like that neighbor beside me, boy, don't stick anything on his toolbox. Don't stick a magnet to the side of it.
What it amazes me more is they spend that and then they just beat the soup out of it. That's what gets me. You don't take care of it at all, and then you wonder why you can't get anything out of it on trade-in, or it's broke, you know, slides are broke, drawers are breaking, you know, it's rusting because the paint's chipped off of it. I mean, it's just, these guys are just amazing what they, perception on what things should be covered and not covered.
A double stack one, and that, it's not bolted together. Ain't nothing fancy. Maybe about $600 or $700, and then in the old plant, I got was rolling it around the back, and he got a bunch of plastic pellets on the floor, and the wheels got stuck, and I kind of snatched it a little bit, and all the drawers opened, and it just fell over. It's like, man, everything went everywhere.
I love it when that happens.
I just threw everything back in the drawer, and I bet it was too much before I decided to straighten it back up.
Surprised at how many times I've seen that happen in my career.
I buy with it, the guys that, like, at the dealership where they have their own stall, and that, and the toolbox stays in the same place all the time.
I have still seen those turnover.
Too many drawers open at the same time.
Or they'll try to move it around by themselves and not lock it, and the drawers all slide open. But if them drawers come open, you better be out of the way.
You're going to stop it.
Actually, I have to get a fork truck to pick them back up.
You're going from building to building, and a lot of stuff is outside, and you're going across concrete or up over a little divider berm, so that if something gets spilled, it's directed one way or the other. And most of the time, they just have a cart with rubber wheels with a small toolbox on it.
I had my toolbox, and then I had my cart that I kept all my daily use stuff in. I would roll my cart around to where I was at, so I didn't have to make so many trips back and forth. And that saved me time. Because I learned time was money. Time management is one of the big fights in being a mechanic.
Now, most of the time, they have a book and said this job's supposed to take this amount of time, and that's what you charge the customer.
It's called flat rate, but most of the guys I deal with are working, the under the table method?
Yeah, but you can do it to more money, right?
Nah, they're just working for a salary, but most of them don't have their driver's license because they can't pass the drug test or too many DUIs, or for some reason they can't earn a paycheck because they can't put them on their insurance, you know, something along those lines. Very few of the guys I deal with are working flat right now. Getting in the tool business, I can definitely see why everybody has the opinion of mechanics that they do.
It's just the rest of part of their life is terrible.
And also see the other side of, you've seen the stress that come along with working on these cars nowadays. I have less stress in my life now, even dealing with this wreck from this truck, than I did when I was working at the dealership for somebody else. It is crazy. I mean, it's just, you are stressed out all the time.
This new job, I'm a lot less stressed. KN4 TFW.
When I quit turning wrenches and went to selling them, my wife asked me, she said, asked me if something was wrong with me because I was a different person when I come home of an evening.
I know you were definitely in the wrong job, right? It was going to, if you kept on, it was going to take you out before your time.
Reason I don't want nothing to do with it anymore, I guess. It's hard to get me to turn wrenches to do anything of any volume of like I used to. I don't mind helping people out, but I just don't want nothing to do with it anymore. And even after these few weeks coming down and helping these other guys has reminded me that even now.
I don't mind working on something that was made in like the, you know, earlier than, you know, 1980 or something like that, then it ain't too bad.
It's people's expectations that's the hardest thing to deal with. They want it done with top quality, and they want it done for nothing. And you got bills you got to pay, and you got to eat too. And you got to try to figure out how to make that happen for everybody in a timely manner. And it's tough.
I try to get fix everything that I can by myself if it's possible.
Everyone took to is they've been to three or four other shops and now it's here, and you finally tell them exactly what's wrong with it, and they're mad at you because it's going to cost them so much to fix it, because you got to go behind everybody else and figure it out and then fix what they messed up.
The first time, it would have got a lot less.
But a lot of them won't do that because you're charging more per hour up front, but you fix it right the first time, and then they get, you know, so they don't want to do that. They want to go to the guy that's charging half what you are, and it takes him three times as long, and he throws parts at it and don't completely understand what he's doing, and ends up costing them more in the long run.
Parts at it that kills me. There's traffic at this light here on 290.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is. The traffic's been light today everywhere I've been.
Mama went to Ingles, and man, that took a minute to get out.
There at your house?
Yeah, roger that.
If you hit that at the wrong time of the day, you're going to be sitting there a while. KO4 HKX Friday.
Yeah, they get all stacked up, and then the light, you know, goes red, and the light down here is turning green, and they just never stop.
Eagles right there, it's never super busy when I come through there, though.
What day? I mean, I've pulled in and they just go straight on through and out the other side before. It's like, yeah, that's not happening.
The Ingles up here in Bavard, I don't want to get nowhere near that thing anymore. Of course, that was my job when I was in high school, was working there. And I hadn't wanted much to do with it since then.
Subdivision, so I'm on a sign with you and say 73, and hope you have a good evening. Tell Elise we said hey, and then maybe I'll catch you on in the morning. or tomorrow afternoon. KN4 TFW. I'll be clear on your final.
7-3 is Ken. Tell Susan we said hello, and you have a good evening. Enjoy your time together in KO4 HGX, and I'll be monitoring.